Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bel Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 17th day of September, year 2023. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is Stay Alert. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the broadcast. Prinhanda Kumriambeth. Our website is www.pastordan.net. And Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. On that website, we have several pages that we call your attention to. The first one being the Daily Mail page, of course, where we put updates and links to valuable information, whether it's about current events, prepping, health, scripture, whatever. Daily Mail. The home page is where you find information if you feel led to help us out financially, and it is greatly appreciated for the folks out there that do. Another page is Contact Us. If you do not have my personal contact information, you can send me a message through that page, and I'll get in touch with you. A couple old adages that we like to refer to people, is keep it in their minds. Do not be afraid to fail. I know a lot of us suffer that in our youth, but do not be afraid to fail, but be afraid not to try. That's the key thing. And that's what young people, especially the children, need to have that taught to them quite a bit. Life does not give you what you want. It gives you what you work for. Another valuable lesson for the young folks that we're raising out there, since I have 6 children and 14 grandchildren, and 3 of my youngest grandchildren live near me now. A lot of these old adages and all are coming back to mind as my father taught me when I was a boy. I am now passing them on to the children and grandchildren as well. Richard Buckminster Fuller gave us a great idea, and maybe we'll catch on one of these days. You never change things by fighting the existing reality, or the matrix, if you will. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And that's what this program and all of us are working for, building a new model. We can't fix the old model, folks. Nowhere in Scripture does it say we're going to fix Babylon. If it does, point it out to me, please. But Babylon is Babylon. Yeshua told us to come out of Babylon, that we do not partake of her plagues and her what? Transgressions of Yahweh's law. Some people call that sin, but that's what sin is. This world that we live in disobeys his law at every opportunity. We, on the other hand, as ambassadors and sons of the Most High, we live our lives according to his law. So obviously there is a contention between the two forces. The world wants to go its way, which is after the flesh. We want to go the way of the Spirit and live according to Father's law. Now, the beautiful thing is, though we are the minority, we are the survivors. And that's why this message today about staying alert is so important. It reminds me of back in the 1990s, when there were, prior to the internet, there were many patriot groups that communicated by fax. And some of you younger folks don't even know what a fax machine is, but that was one of the fastest ways to get information back and forth between people, because the U.S. mail was somewhat slow. We would fax pamphlets or information to each other. And then those were taken to print shops, and copies were made, and they were distributed amongst the patriots. Obviously, much slower than today with the internet and computers. But it did work. And I'm reminded that just prior to Oklahoma City happening, the Patriot community was warning that something was amiss. Now, the problem with our people is that when somebody gives a warning, if something doesn't happen right away, people sort of get discouraged and sort of poo-poo it and go back to their daily lives and forget about it, which is what happened then, because we were anywhere from 4 to 5 months ahead of Oklahoma City. Then the same thing happened around 2001 prior to 9/11. Only this time we had email and computers, and so information was traveling much faster. But there was rumblings amongst patriots and truthers at that time as well, that something might be in the works, so to speak. Again, nobody knew the day or the hour, but we could tell the season. Much as Scripture says about his coming and the end of this earth age. We don't know the day or hour, but we certainly can read the tea leaves as to the season. So we know that the enemy is up to something. A lot of people are pointing to the latter part of this month. People are certainly pointing to this month next year as well. So we are in the season, and we should stay alert. And that's what the message for today is. Stay alert. We are in the season for many things happening. Good for the righteous, bad for the wicked. And the wicked are already suffering bad. I mean, look how many of them have heart failure and they're finding clots. They've got clots. They're having strokes. They're falling over dead on ball fields and sporting events. Even newscasters falling over and many of them dying right on the spot. I'm hearing from people constantly that they have relatives and friends that are in the hospital with serious conditions. Excuse me. Many of them young people that should not be having these problems. So the wicked are, and again, wicked meaning that those who turn away from the Father. Now, a lot of people say, well, these are good people, you know, they don't hurt anybody, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, that's not how Yahweh gauges goodness. If he does, then somebody pointed out to me, because I've read the scriptures, the Holy Spirit testifies to the truth. And the truth of the matter is that's not how he works. He works by his guidelines. The righteous are those who worship him. Which means that, first of all, they believe on him. They know he exists. They recognize him and then seek his face, meaning his wisdom, through the Holy Spirit. Most of the world doesn't want anything to do with that. So, you know, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, maybe some people in my family even said, well, I'm not a bad person, you know, I don't curse and I've never murdered anybody, blah, blah, blah. And so they count that as goodness. Well, here's the problem. That's not how the Father counts goodness. Besides, most of the people that tell me that are hypocrites, because I know for a fact they've done many, quote, wicked things in their lives. They just like to think of themselves as righteous. So here we go. We are at the door, and we need to stay awake. Revelation 18:4 again, another voice from heaven came to my ears saying, come out of her, my people, so that you may have no part in her sins and in her punishments. Okay, Revelation 18:4. Talking about Mystery Babylon, this world that we live in that's run by the miscreants that are out there, the elites, if you want to call them that. Also remember Proverbs 25, verse 2, it is the glory of Yahweh God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings, that's you and me, is to search out a matter. And this is one that we talk about all the time, and it's a good thing we do because it's so pertinent to what's going on. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, doesn't say the world, If my people on whom my name is named make themselves low or humble and come to me in prayer, that's communication with the Father, searching for me, meaning searching for my wisdom, my way of life, my truths, and turning from their evil or the ways of the world, ways, then I will give ear from heaven, overlooking their transgressions, and will give life again to their land. I'm going to tell you, our land could use some help. And that's another area where we need to stay alert. Your food supply, folks. Your food supply. We've talked about this endlessly. You cannot take for granted that it, because it's packaged and labeled and sitting on a shelf in a store, that it's good for you. You cannot do that. We've told you that for decades. And now, especially now, you can't do that. Okay? You cannot take it for granted. They are contaminating the food supply. It's been contaminated as far as nutrition for a long time. But now there are actual ingredients in there that will do great harm to you. So you have to be very careful. And again, what is this? This is the Father forcing us to do what we should have been doing all along. We got lazy. We got complacent. Oh, I can just run down to the grocery store. I don't have to worry about growing food. I don't have to learn anything about organics and horticulture. None of that. I don't have to learn any of that. Gardening? No. I can just run down to the store. It's all nice and neatly packaged. It looks so bright and clean and beautiful. I don't have to clean it. I don't have to scrape it. I don't have to cook it. I just go down to the grocery store. Well, that's the adversary leading you in by the nose so that you will give up on your own health and put it in the hands of strangers. Caucasian guy says they are giving cattle the COVID shot, so is beef still safe? No, if they're giving... Well, let me put it this way. We've been telling people for years, they've been putting, quote, antibiotics and growth hormones in our food supply for quite some time, meaning sheep, lamb, cattle, you name it. That's why I typically like to get food from my friends that are hunters, venison, sometimes turkey, quail, whatever. Bison, which is buffalo. Buffalo and bison, they're actually two different species, but close enough that it doesn't matter as far as what we're talking about. But bison and buffalo, believe it or not, I used to live in Michigan, and right below us in Indiana was one of the largest bison populations in the United States, believe it or not, in Indiana. They had hundreds and hundreds of the herd, and a lady friend of mine used to work for them, so I had inside information as to what was going on there. But the meat was delicious and completely free of growth hormones and antibiotics and everything else. In other words, it was grass-fed, open-ranged, back before it was popular, or at least becoming popular. So we were ahead of the curve, so to speak. And Yahweh's been leading me in that direction for a very long time, and I say praise Yahweh for that. And he's told me since I was in my 20s to be careful of the water supply, so I did not drink municipal water most of my adult life. It was always purified or filtered water my whole life. I knew what was coming out of that spigot was not good to consume. One of the reasons I do that is because I was raised on a farm. My grandfathers were both farmers. One was a dairy farmer. The other was a Angus beef cattleman. And so being raised on a farm and eating vegetables from our own garden and beef from our own cattle, I was quite aware of the difference in taste. Our water came up through the ground, through springs, and into the house, ice cold and sweet, almost a sweet taste to us. It was so clean and pure. If you've never had mountain spring water. You should go try it straight out of the ground. In Pennsylvania, we used to go into the mountainsides and people had driven pipes into the side of the mountain. Water flowed through that pipe 24 hours a day. And people would stop by and fill their containers with the water from the mountain. If you haven't tasted fresh water from the source, our Father in Heaven, you're missing something, just as organic beef and all the rest of the food supply. If you haven't had it fresh from a garden or fresh from the butcher shop, you don't know what real food tastes like. Huge difference. Huge difference. And again, I praise the Father that he led me through these different paths as a young man to learn all these things so that I could teach and talk about things from a point of knowing, not secondhand information, all right? And that's why I pass it on to you, okay? I was blessed to have actually lived it. Many of you have not. Now, you can say, well, Dan's pulling my leg. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, that's fine. You don't have to listen, just as Yeshua said when he was here. I'm laying the gift on the table. What you do with it is up to you. You can pick it up and do something with it or leave it set. Okay, it's a gift. And it's my promise to my Father in Heaven. Henry David Thoreau said there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who's striking at the root. What do you think Henry David Thoreau meant by that? He meant that only 1 out of 1,000 people see the problem for what it is. Only 1 out of 1,000 people typically understand what's really going on. That's what he meant by that. So the world's out there flailing their arms saying, government, save us. Not even realizing the government created. When I say government, I'm talking about man-made government. All of them are guilty. They have created the chaos that we live with. They have created the shortages. There are no shortages of anything on this world. Every shortage is a creation of governments. Every war is the creation of bankers and governments. It's all about control, power, and making money. That's what runs this world. Do you want to be a part of this world or not? Okay, so 1 out of 1,000 get it. That's about the ratio even in the Patriot community, or if you're talking to the zombies walking around. And they are literally becoming zombies, if you haven't noticed. Thanks to the new drugs that the cabal, the evil ones, are putting on the street. Okay? They are literally turning them into virtual zombies. Remember, we were told in the scripture, it's very, very clear, that we are to guard what goes into our bodies and our minds. Why is that? Because your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit of our Father. It is a temple. You do not pollute the temple. You don't pollute it by what goes in through your eyes, meaning what you are watching, whether it's on a flat screen or in reality. You guard what goes into your ears, what you listen to. You guard what goes into your mouth, which is the food that you consume. All of these things are becoming quite apparent now because we've been sitting on our asses quite complacent for a very long time, and now it's coming back to bite us in the ass. That's a fact. The good news is the righteous see it for what it is, and they take precautions. That's why I say, stay alert. The enemy knows their time is short. What does Scripture say about the dragon, the adversary? When his time is short, his wrath will be great, and he will attempt to destroy as many souls, psuche in the Greek, as many souls as he can. Because that's their nature. People say, well, why would anybody do that? Why would anybody create Terminator seeds like the Jewish company Monsanto? Why would you spend millions to create Terminator seeds, seeds that will not produce a plant that creates more seeds? It's called control. It's also called GMO engineering, because then the food is less valuable, less nutritious. Just as they took over the seminaries, and now preachers are not teaching the word of our Father. The preachers and priests and priests today are actually doing the work of the Antichrist. Okay? They're not teaching the congregations the truth. They are literally leading their congregations to the slaughter. Literally. And we got proof of that in the last 3.5 years, almost 3.75 years now, of this fake and phony COVID nonsense. Again, isn't it amazing we've lived almost 4 years of this bullshit because the powers that be simply changed influenza to COVID, coronavirus? That's all they did. They took the common cold and referred to it as a coronavirus, and people went berserk and nuts and stupid. Lame, apathetic, imbeciles, whatever term you want to use for people that have lost their minds. It should have been obvious. I mean, to me and all of the people like me out there, it was obvious from day one. Day one! No different than on 9/11. I've got proof of 9/11 that we didn't buy it because we did a radio show that night, and I have an archive of it. We didn't buy the story on the very evening of 9/11, 22 years ago. Why? Because the Holy Spirit told us that they were lying. Why? Because we knew governments lie, especially those of us who lived through the Vietnam era. We certainly know they lie. My grandparents lived through the Second World War era. They knew they lied. And many, many other elders that I had talked to and had privilege to interview back when I first learned about identity. I talked to many people who lived in Germany during the period of time, and they told quite a different story than what the schools were teaching and the media. And of course, this is all under heavy Jewish influence, obviously. And again, qui bono, who benefits from the lies that they're telling? The Jews do, obviously. They now control virtually everything through these huge corporations like Vanguard and BlackRock. Okay, there's very little that they don't have direct control over, except Yahweh's people. Now, they're attempting to control us through mind manipulation and propaganda, but will it work? Not if you're staying true to the Father, it won't. And they can't do a damn thing about it. They can't interfere with communication to the spiritual world. They're trying by contaminating the pineal gland in our bodies, the physical antenna that lies within us. Yep, if they can get you to eat their shit food, oh yeah, it will contaminate the pineal gland for sure. The pineal gland, by the way, is one of the most susceptible organs in your body to contamination. So it's a very precious thing, the pineal gland, very precious thing. And it should be guarded because that is your key to communication. I grew up in the Air Force as a radar technician, electronic countermeasures. So I know about antennas and how important they are into both receiving and transmitting, because that's what electronic countermeasures is. We are transmitting a signal to jam the enemy's radar. That's what countermeasures are. So I'm very familiar with how antennas work as receivers and transmitters. And dirty ones or faulty ones or broken ones don't work, or they work at such a lower standing wave ratio, or actually it's a higher one, which represents lower efficiency, that communication becomes very, very difficult. So our Father's trying to reach out to our people. The Spirit is trying to tell our people, wake up. You're being lied to. You're being misled. These creatures are destroying this earth, and they're destroying the inhabitants of this earth. They don't care about any of us by race, creed, color, whatever. Doesn't matter. They hate us all. They are creatures from the underworld, if you will. Aliens. Aliens by race. Aliens by culture. Aliens by thought processes. And they have absolutely no empathy for mankind. None. That's part of our problem. We think everything with two arms and two legs is identical. I know that because I grew up in a Methodist church. Oh, we're all God's children, don't you know? And it's our job to go out there and evangelize. We've got to save souls. Where does that say that in Scripture? Where? I've been studying it for many decades now. I can't find it. But the church world teaches it. Even as a young man, I used to scratch my head. I'm going, where did the preacher come up with this? Well, I know he can take a couple verses by themselves and twist and turn them a little bit and get you to think that. But when you read the book as a whole, it doesn't fit. Why is it I get such a queasy feeling in my stomach when I'm trying to evangelize some stranger on the street? Or somebody comes up to me like a guy did one day. I was in Little League and we were having ball practice. And this guy starts preaching to me while I'm swinging the bat, getting warmed up for my turn at the plate. And I'm thinking, what is this guy doing? I'm at ball practice. And finally, the coach looked over and he said, Dan, what the hell are you doing? Get up there. It's your turn. And I remembered that forever because it was like, who in his right mind thinks that's the right thing to do? Even if the guy was truthful, you're going to put me in a bad spot to tell me this? You couldn't wait till after practice was over? You couldn't have told my parents, thinking that they would then in turn... Who thinks like that? Who thinks that our Father wants us to do things like that? Common sense, people. The Holy Spirit testifies to common sense, not idiocy that the church world teaches. Another saying that we got to keep reminding ourselves of here, never surrender your weapons, ever. Never, never, never. Surrender your weapons, whether it be your scriptures, your AR-15, your knives, your clubs, whatever. They are for your defense. Self-defense is from our Father in heaven, not man-made government. No man-made government has a right to disarm a man or a woman. No government has that right. None. Are you listening, Australia? New Zealand, England. Are you listening? France, Spain. No man-made government has the right to disarm you. Ever. And shame on you if you allow them to do that. You're being set up for the slaughter. Have you noticed that the illegal aliens invading all the white nations, they don't have any problem carrying weapons into the country and obtaining weapons and using weapons. In fact, they have no problem with rape, assault, murder. And where's your man-made governments? What are they doing? Allowing it to happen. And yet you sit there, well, what can we do, Dan? Oh, I don't understand. I don't like what I see going on, but well, what are we going to do? It cracks me up. You're the race that Father put on this earth to administer his law, and you're sitting there like you're impotent while the world goes up in flames. You're impotent because you're mentally castrated. That's why. You're mentally, psychologically, castrated. Nobody needs to take a knife between your legs because mentally you've already been castrated. You think there's nothing you can do? You think you have to obey the authorities? Where's that come from? Oh, Dan, you know Romans 13 says. Yeah, I've read Romans 13, and no, that's not what it says. Well, sure it does. It says to obey the authorities. Yeah, if you just take those words by themselves and you don't read the rest of the context, which most people don't, and most of the preachers will preach it this way because they're told by headquarters for that denomination, they're told what to say. They're not really men of God because men of God would tell the truth. It's just a job to them. Romans 13 does not say obey the authorities. What it says is obey godly authorities, whether they're church bishops, local civil government, or just militia. Doesn't matter. You're not to give anybody your obedience who's ungodly, ever. And that especially goes out to men and women in uniform, whether it's police officers or military. It doesn't matter. If you're wearing a uniform, you're still under God's law, folks. I'm here to tell you, you think that man-made government can give you permission to commit crimes. I'm here to tell you, no, you don't. You're under the same laws of nature and nature's God as the rest of us. And if you think you have a license to commit kidnapping and murder because you got a badge and a uniform or military weapons in a uniform, you're greatly mistaken. His condemnation is upon you even worse than it is upon me as a civilian now. You're under a double and sometimes triple judgment. All of you people, public servants who issue unlawful orders, meaning unbiblical, ungodly orders, medical professionals who do the bidding of these ungodly organizations, there is no exemption, none. There is no impunity granted to anybody under any circumstances from God's law. That's all a man-made mental construct. And shame on you if you're going along with it. Shame on you. Picked a few verses out to share about staying awake, staying alert. Luke 21, verse 36. But stay awake at all times. At all times. Praying that you have the strength to escape all these things that are going to take place. And to stand, meaning be alive, before the Son of Man. Our job is not to be martyrs. A lot of people say, you know, that's what you should do, Dan. You know, you should be a martyr. No, I don't choose martyrdom. Sorry. Not the way man chooses it anyway. If Yahweh wants to take me out, he can do it anytime he wants. I got no problem with that, to be quite honest. I've said that for years. He can take me out anytime he wants. But to martyr myself? No, I don't think so. To allow the enemy to take me out without a fight? No, choose not to do that. Will I stay armed until the day I die? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Dan, they might come to you in force, you know, and try to take your weapons. Are you going to let them kill you? Yeah. Yeah, actually I am. I'm going to try to take some of them with me. But, yeah. Yeah, that's a mental, see, that's my mental mindset. Maybe your mindset is, well, it's the authorities, and so I got to do it. Or, oh, I have to register it. Oh, or I can't have that magazine because it holds too many bullets. Or, oh, I can't have that weapon because that's military style. I got news for you. The Second Amendment that guarantees the government obeys my rights, okay? My rights don't come from the government. You can burn the Constitution. I don't give a damn, because my rights existed prior to the Constitution. The Constitution is the document that binds the hands of government. It's not the other way around. My right to self-defense existed from the time I drew breath as a man upon this earth, and so did it for you. It doesn't come from some goddamn government. What the hell's wrong with you people? Especially when it's run by the cretins and miscreants we have today. Who in his right mind thinks that these morons have a right to disarm us or to tell us how to live or what to put in our bodies? I've been trying to tell you people that for years. The government does not have that right. You're responsible for yourself. That includes your health, your well-being, your education, your work, and how you defend your home. Those are your responsibilities, not some piece of shit in government. Wake the hell up. Matthew 24, verse 42, therefore stay awake, for you do not know what day your Lord or Master is coming. Amen. 24/7. You live for the Father 24/7 or you don't. There's no in between. No in between. You're either all in or all out. That's why Christ said, hey, you think you can sit on the fence? Guess what? There ain't no fence anymore, folks. Even Yeshua said it himself. You're either with me or you're against me. Even though that piece of shit, George Bush Sr., tried to capture that phrase as if it was his. The term for that again is escaping me for some damn reason. Usually I got it right on the tip of my tongue. Oh, plagiarize. That's it, plagiarize. So George Bush Sr., the Satanist that he is and was, or whatever the hell he is now, tried to plagiarize the words of Yeshua. No, George Bush, I've never been with you. None of you Bushes, none of you creatures that are in man-made governments. I'm not with any of you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel or good news of the glory of Yeshua, who is the image or in the image of Yahweh himself. Of course, Messiah was Yahweh in a flesh body. Of course, he's the image of Yahweh. And he taught the things of that. But in this case here, that's a little g god of this world. Who are the little g gods? The Elohim, your magistrates, your man-made governments are the gods of this world, blinding the minds of the unbelievers. It wasn't something with a horn and forked tail that came out and made people put shit in their bodies. It was governments. It's not some creature coming from beyond in a spiritual form that made you watch that damn television and all the bullshit that's on it. That's men that walk on two legs and have two arms and speak lies. That's who you're up against. Not some demon, not some spiritual thing. That's a cop-out. That's a cop-out. Because it's a physical war we're in. Physical war, which means there's going to be casualties on both sides. If you think you can fight this war and not have casualties, then you're gravely mistaken. All war will bring casualties. Caucasian guy says it was George Bush Jr. in 2001 who said it. I'm pretty sure George Bush Sr., I remember him saying it. Don't remember the year. Pretty sure it was him that I heard saying it. Just like he's the first one who said about the New World Order in a speech that I heard. So Daddy Bush started it. Jr. may have mimicked him. That's certainly possible because that guy's a complete blithering idiot. So he has to plagiarize almost everything coming out of his mouth. He isn't capable of an original thought. Matthew 25, verse 41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the adversary and his messengers. angelos. Now, this eternal fire spoken of here, folks, you do realize that much of Scripture is symbolic. Please tell me you understand that, all right? I would pray that the folks in this channel do not follow this literal crap that we're told about. Okay, if it's literal, then why do I have 60-plus translations sitting on my shelf over here? If it's literal, okay? Why even in the Greek and Hebrew were there variances between the manuscripts? Come on, explain it to me. Come on. God made it so it was absolutely pure. The King James 1611, that's the only scripture we're allowed to have because God authorized it. No, God didn't authorize it. England, man authorized it. The church world, church, circle, pagan, authorized it. And again, which manuscripts did the 1611 come from? And who decided which of the manuscripts to use, since there are variances between them? In fact, there's almost zero ancient Hebrew manuscripts that we know of in existence. Only fragments. Fragments. Most of what we know about what we call the Bible, the entire Bible, comes from the Septuagint, which was in the Greek language, translated right around the time of Christ, if I remember correctly, just before. It's easy to find. Go look it up. I looked it up years ago. I'm convinced. Septuagint, because Sept is seven, and 70 scholars got together and took what existed in that day and translated it into the Greek of that day. And that's the most complete text that we have. So, all of you literal believers, well, like I said, when you convince me, fine, but I've been studying this stuff for a very long time. Very long time. And one thing we don't have is consistency. What we don't have is a consensus amongst the brethren. We don't. And a good case in point is the calendar. When is the Feast of Tabernacles? Well, it varies greatly between groups of believers. Greatly. No, God ordained it and demanded that we follow it and we do all the rituals and all that. Really? If my Father in heaven demanded that I do that, it would not be a question as to how to do that. Now, am I to know the season of the feast? Absolutely. I know the season. We're coming into the season of the feast. Do I know the significance of the feast? Yeah, I do. I've read it. I know the significance. But am I commanded to practice it as my ancestors did? No. Well, how can you say that, Dan? There's a lot of groups that believe that. Yeah, I know they do, and they teach it. I've been there. I've seen it. And they all differ, okay? So this is something we're all supposed to do because it's demanded of us, and we're not going to get to see the Father unless we do it right. And yet there's no consistency whatsoever. None. Every group's got their own little way of doing it. All right. Again, we're straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel. We're straining at the little gnats and swallowing a camel. We don't even get the principle behind it correct. Okay. We're not worrying about what the Father wanted us to learn, which is the principles of what the feasts teach. The principles that we are to learn from and use in this day and age. We can't even get that right. First John 4, chapter 4, and verse 4. Little children, you are from Yahweh God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Amen. It reminds me that when I started this radio program, I had all my friends and relatives tell me I was crazy. I remember that. That was in 1999. Oh, Dan, you can't do that. Well, Why not? Well, because they'll come after you. They'll call you bad names. The ADL will list you as a white supremacist, which they did, by the way. And they had all kinds of things. You know, eventually they'll shut you down. They'll ruin this. They'll ruin that. That was back in 1999. Here we are. It's 2023, folks. 24 years later. 24 years that I would not have been on the radio interviewing hundreds and hundreds of guests with all kinds of great information for us. 24 years of that would not have existed if I listened to them. 24 years. And during that same time, I worked in a profession that required a background clearance. Didn't do anything to my clearance. I worked and taught, and I got a permit for concealed carry at one point. I had a passport. I could travel anywhere I wanted. And I had a friend whose close friend in the FBI checked me out and said, Dan's a good guy. Now, how did that all happen if what these people in 1999 told me were true? If I had gone along with them, why would all of that have happened? And it happened because I did one thing that I noticed a lot of other guys didn't do. For whatever reason, is I dedicated my program to the truth and nothing but the truth. No matter how much it hurt, no matter who it offended, it was my promise to myself and to my Creator that this program would be a platform for truth, and many, many people could come to this platform and speak the truths that they had learned. And we could share them together as brothers and sisters, because it's the truth that sets us free. Nothing else. Nothing else. And I determined in 1999 that my only protection against the wiles of the wicked was to stick to that program. No matter how much it hurt, no matter how many people got pissed off listening to what I was saying, my only protection was to walk with the Father and to speak the truths as He revealed them to me. And I've been telling people that since 1999. Our greatest power, our greatest protection is our walk with the Father. First John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, light, of course, represents what? Knowledge, truth. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, His weos in the Greek, son, descendant, cleanses us from all sin. The life, blood, represents life. The life of Yeshua cleanses us from all sin. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by Him without spot or blemish and at peace. Again, our walk says it all. It says it all to our Creator Father. It says it all to those around us. James 4. Verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to Yahweh God, resist the tempter, the adversary, Diablos, devil, and he will flee from you. And again, I've told you many times, I've been to the court, not for myself, but to assist other people at different times. And I've actually seen where these monsters, these Jews who predominate in our court system, are terrified when they look in the eyes of a true believer, when they look in the eyes of one who follows Yahweh. It terrifies them because you can't be controlled. You can't be manipulated. You cannot be deceived. And that's how they operate. They lose their power. And it terrifies them. Even though the building is guarded locked up now, especially. Everybody's scanned that's in there. Most of the people are sheep doing the bidding of the Jew. Even the people with badges and uniforms are their servants. And yet, in all of that, they're terrified by even a single person that they can tell by looking in their eyes that they don't belong to them. They don't buy their bullshit. They don't bow to the wicked. It terrifies them. Can you imagine if a whole population of white people were to come out of this sickening situation and act and behave like we were meant to? Have that burning fire within your eyes that you will fight the enemy no matter what it costs? Can you imagine what that would do to them? They're afraid of a handful of people that know the truth and teach it. What would they do against an entire army, as Ezekiel 37 talks about? 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17. All scripture, not just what's in your Bible, by the way, is breathed out by Yahweh God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of Yahweh God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Again, where is our salvation? Where is our strength? It's not in our own intellect, not even in our own physical body strength. Our strength comes from our faith in our Father, that He is with us, and we are of Him, and He does not abandon us, as the world wants you to think. Again, my life is a testimony to the fact that the Father does walk with us. It does not mean it's a perfect life. I'm here to tell you my life isn't perfect. Are there nights my head hits the pillow and I'm depressed or forlorn or feel forsaken sometimes? Yeah, of course. It's part of what we are. Sometimes when things aren't going right, yeah, it gets to us. But that's only for a short spell. Very short spell. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. Yeah, the zombies are all around us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at 1. But about the times and their order, my brothers, there is no need for me to say anything to you. For you yourselves have the knowledge that the day of Yahweh will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and no danger, then sudden destruction will come on them, as birth pains on a woman with child, and they will not be able to get away from it. But you, my brothers, again, Adelphos, from the same womb, are not in the dark or ignorant for that day to overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and of the day. We are not of the dark or the night. So then, let us not take our rest as the others do, but let us be self-controlled and awake. For those who are sleeping do so in the night, and those who are the worse for drink are so in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be serious, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and on our heads the hope of salvation. For Yahweh, His purpose for us is not wrath, but salvation, saving, soter, through our Lord Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, who was put to death for us so that, awake or sleeping, we may have a part in His life. So then, go on comforting and building up one another as you have been doing. Again, what are we supposed to do? All right. We are a family. That's why we're in the time of Malachi, chapter 4. Should be pretty obvious. This is the time that we come back together as a family. We start reaching out to one another. Thank goodness for modern day artificial intelligence in the world of translators, because now even when we have our brothers and sisters in other lands who have not learned to speak English and we have not learned to speak their language, the translators do a pretty good job. In fact, Google Translate, if you've ever used, Skype. Skype now has a instant translator. So you can contact somebody in another country on Skype and it will translate between the two of you with only possibly about a second delay. That's all the longer it takes. Maybe one and a half seconds delay, and the other person will hear in their language what you just said, and when he answers, it will translate back to English for you. I know it does work because my friend has a buddy in Russia, and we tested it. This was about 6 months ago, maybe less. So it does work. So we have no excuse for not reaching out to one another and communicating with one another. We really don't. Yahweh's given us the tools to do that. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. The rulers and authorities. Who are the ones that Revelation say are going to be doing the weeping and wailing as this Babylonian system crashes to the ground? Is it us? No. It's describing who? The cabal, the bankers, and man-made governments, because they're in collusion together. You know that, right? I sure hope you do anyway. They are collusion together. Galatians 6, verse 9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Hallelujah. Amen. That's exactly right. We keep doing what we're doing, which is what? Walk in truth, righteousness, as best we can. We're not perfect, but that doesn't mean we can't try to be. Okay? I know it says there's none righteous, but that doesn't mean we can't hold righteousness up as the goal. Every day your head leaves the pillow. It's the goal to be as righteous as you can be. Because wait a minute. What's it say about, I've got it here somewhere. Hold on a minute. Forgot where I put it. But anyway, the prayers of a righteous man or woman availeth much, or accomplish much, or has much power in it. I thought I wrote it down. Anyway, you can look it up. Again, word searches in electronic dictionary Bibles make it very, very easy to do that. Very good. I can't believe it, almost an hour already. I don't know what to tell you, folks. I'm just, like I said, past experience when I was part of the Patriot movements going across this country before Oklahoma City, before Waco, and certainly before 9/11. There was a lot of rumbling, and that rumbling is happening right now. So be on guard. Stay alert. There are certain elements saying that the next week or two could be significant. We should be alert 24 hours a day, every day of the week. So it doesn't matter when the enemy tries to do whatever they're doing. We should be doing the same preps and be prepared no matter what. And always remember, folks, from the time we were born, leaving this world was our destiny. You know that, right? Let that sink in. I know I grew up in a period of time when everybody stress dying all through the 60s and 70s. Oh, you got to do these outlandish things. You need health insurance. You need this. You need to go for a yearly inspection and a test at the doctor's office. Oh, you got to do this because you might get disease. You might do this. You might die. Fear. How much money and time and effort has been put into trying to prevent what nature's going to do one way or the other, no matter what you do? As the scripture says, it was appointed unto man to die, what? The first death. He who created us appointed us to that. You think you're going to circumvent that by something you're going to do here on this earth? Are you kidding me? Now, again, it's not saying that we should want to die immediately. Of course not. We all want a full life. We all want to be able to see our children and grandchildren grow up. That's normal. Of course we want that, but we don't worship that. We don't stress that. We don't allow the enemy to have leverage over us because of that. That's my point. That's what Scripture is talking about when it says, when you love life, you'll lose it. And the person who's willing to lose it will gain his life. That's what it's talking about. Don't let the enemy have leverage on you by worshiping this life or anything in this world. It's transitory at best. And it was that way from the beginning. Keep that in mind, folks. Take away the power of the enemy by taking away your fear, your doubts. The enemy wants you to be that way because that gives him power. And that's why Yeshua said so plainly, that he was the truth, the way, and the life. The truth shall set you free. Free of what? Free of the leverage and the coercion of these monsters in shoe leather, particularly the lead monsters in Jewish shoe leather. The root to the tree of evil on this earth. Just as Yeshua said in Scripture, ye are of your father, Diablos, and the works of your father you do. Their creator has no empathy or love of mankind. None. None. Once you understand that, once you understand these creatures do not possess the same attributes as the rest of us, everything they do makes sense. They literally are monsters walking in shoe leather, demons in shoe leather, literally, because they are against or anti everything of the Creator and all that is good on this earth. And they worship money and power more than life itself. Once you understand how your enemy thinks and behaves, then your ability to assess what they're doing and fight against it increases. Keep that in mind, especially as we go forward. And again, please stay alert. And I hope and pray that you've been making preparations. We've been talking about that for a very long time. We need to get back to the land. We need to go back to homesteading. I've been asked if I'm going to start a web page on Telegram, a channel strictly about getting back to the land, and maybe even start a GoFundMe or something like that towards doing it. I'm open to all suggestions because it doesn't matter to me. All I know is somehow, some way, we all need to get back to our roots, which is on the land, homesteading, where families stay together instead of leaving to go take jobs to seek money. The enemy put that in front of us to tempt us away from what makes us strong. Community and family is strength, and they divided us, turned us all into little Jews chasing after dollars. instead of what really matters in this world. Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share. We pray that your words will reach the ears that are meant to hear it. We pray that it resonates, that it will go in and seek out those souls and energize them with your truths, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your ability to create in us the warrior spirit that we all are capable of, to do righteous deeds and to fight righteous wars, not ungodly man-made and banker-made wars that kill innocent people all for profit and gain. If we go to the battlefield yet again, Father, in our lifetime, let it be to do righteous deeds and to take down the real criminals that walk this earth, and not the man-made ones, not the ones made by propaganda and media, who 99% of the time are innocent. We have a lot to repent for, Father, and we do. And most of all, we repent of putting man-made governments in place instead of you and your righteous law. We should be all theocracies, living under your precious law that is truth and brings real justice on this earth, and a clean and pristine world versus this sick, dark, poisoned world that we find ourselves in. For those of us that do repent, we ask your forgiveness and washing away our sins and our transgressions. We ask a curse upon the wicked. May they be cursed from their heads to their toes. May they be cursed in everything that they touch and do. And may they be exposed for the creatures, wicked, evil creatures that they are. And may the righteous finally take up the sword and destroy those who do the wicked things in this world, as Malachi, Obadiah, and Isaiah have told us. To this end, we ask that you walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. And in Yahweh's name we do ask and pray. Hallelujah.